the genesis of it all. The Torah begins right at the beginning. In fact, it tells us that God created the beginning. It sort of makes sense. There has to be a beginning for there to be a continuation. 6 days, God created the world, and on the seventh day, God rested. Shabbat. Every part of creation was deliberate, was divine, was with divine intent. So when we look and we study the order and the wording that's used in the Torah for the creation itself, we get great insight into some of the great divine truths and deeper levels of the things that we interact with, and not to use words lightly, the essence of it all. We can get the general picture from the Torah, or we can actually get the nuanced picture of the Torah. To get the nuance, we actually have to look at the words of the Torah themselves, translate it, and try to understand to what does it refer. Every day, God created in a progressive manner, whether inanimate, vegetation, animal life, and then human life. The world as we know it today is all rooted in the creation of God. Of course, mankind has an outsized effect on the world itself, and that's the way God wanted it. God gave us, as human beings, creative powers similar to that of God. Of course, the word similar means just that, similar in some aspects only. We are finite, we are not infinite, we are not eternal, although there is a part of us that is eternal, and that is the soul. After every day of creation, the Torah tells us, and God saw that it was good, as if to give a stamp and an endorsement to his handiwork. On the sixth day, however, the passage reads a little different. Vayar Elokim et kol asher asah, that Hashem saw everything that he did, Vihine tov me'od, and behold, it was very good. We notice an extra word over there, me'od, very. It is very curious, because the sixth day, which is a day it says very good, is also the day that Adam ate from the tree of knowledge, which we know was a huge blunder and a mistake. The results of which we are told clearly in the Torah was that death was introduced, pain in childbirth was introduced. There were repercussions, serious repercussions, repercussions that we feel till today. So what is the ma'od? Very. The Midrash tells us that the word tov, good, refers to the good inclination. Ma'od, very, refers to the evil inclination. Of course, the obvious question is, how is that ma'od tov? How is that very good? The emphasis on very. Even if you want to say the evil inclination is part of life, but very good? Herein lies a tremendously powerful idea. Looking beyond the evil inclination and its ability to affect us and lead us into places that we should not, perhaps, to begin with, venture. Nonetheless, the question is, what happens afterwards? The ability for repentance, the ability to return, the ability to fix up and mend our ways and build on some of those blunders that we have done. In Hebrew, the word teshuvah actually ensures that we can get to a place that's even higher than the place that we began from. In other words, perfection is something for us to strive towards. But as human beings, we are not perfect. By design, as human beings, we were given two different parts of our personality, two different souls, one leading us to cleave to God 100% of the time, the other one looking to distract us, and at times leading us into places that perhaps we shouldn't be, leading us astray. But it's not about where we land up. Rather, it's about what we do as a result of that. What do we do about that? And that's the idea of teshuva, and that's the idea of return, and that's the idea of building on the very impediment, on the very challenging act, on the very blunder and place that we fell. And it is this that Hashem said, Tov Ma'od, that God saw that everything that he did was Tov Ma'od, the road back that leads us to a place that is so much higher than from the place that the road out led us to. We've just come from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Simchat Torah, no longer incubated by the energy of the holidays itself. Now, just like Adam, it is our job to go and hit the road, enter the world with full intensity. We may strive for perfection, but ultimately, as human beings, we have our limitations, we have our challenges, but incredibly, and most of all, we have our ability to then come back and build on those very same flaws. And it's that God waits for each and every one of us to utilize. And it's called Tov Ma'od. Very good. May 5783 be a tremendously blessed year, and a year that we all reach yet greater heights.